You're listening to Bit by Bit, February 26, 2006. Hello and welcome. My name is Bob Sprankle. This is Bit by Bit, a podcast by teachers for teachers, talking and reflecting about the use of technology in instruction and the changing classroom environment in the 21st century. Just finishing up the week of vacation here, and it's a Sunday night, and getting geared up to go back into the classroom, and definitely feel recharged, so that's good. As promised, this show is going to be a walkthrough, a little bit of a walkthrough, through GarageBand 3, the new GarageBand. Specifically looking at some of the podcasting features that Apple is now offering in the GarageBand. So this is a Macintosh-only show. So if you're trapped in the PC world, I guess this show probably won't appeal to you, and I'm sorry about that. But we're going to go through the GarageBand, and then we have Leah Tondreau coming on later to talk about how she got her first podcast together with GarageBand and using iWeb, which is part of the new iLife from Apple, iLife 06. And we're going to hear that she's now running into a little bit of problems, and hopefully someone out there is going to help solve this problem of not being able to get her second podcast done because GarageBand keeps crashing. But you'll hear that later on, and we will fire up GarageBand right now. Okay, so I have just opened up GarageBand 3, and I am provided with a dialog box that says, what do I want to open? So a new music project or a new podcast episode, as well as new movie score, or open an existing project. So the neat thing is that GarageBand can easily score a movie from iMovie as well, but we're not going to get into that today. We are going to just center on the podcast part of GarageBand. Now, normally I would select a new music project when I am putting all my files together, but today we're going to look at the new podcast features and see what that offers us. So the first thing is a new project comes up and it wants to name it. So I'll just name this test. And it just opened up a new mixer. And at the top of the mixer, we have podcast track. And then GarageBand puts in some tracks for you already. So we have the male voice, female voice. We have a track for jingles. And we have a track for radio sounds. So these male voice, they've already got some, I don't know if it's compression or some effects on the vocals, and the same with the female voice of what would go well with whoever's speaking. So I might just, delete those right away. I just got rid of the male and the female voice, and I'll leave the jingles track, and I'll leave the radio sounds. In the old GarageBand versions, they offered up a lot of loops for people to use for background music or creating songs in, and all those loops are still there. But what they've also added is some podcast, kind of radio-specific sound files, and some of these are pretty nice. We have the jingles, which, we got cinematic, genre, country, electronic, jazz, rock, blues, urban, world. So you've got a lot of different sounds there that you can call up. There's actually, in the jingles alone, there's 200 files. So I'll just put on some barbecue blues here. So there that is, and you've got the long version, and you've got medium and short, so that's pretty nice in case you want to use the three different themes throughout the show. Now, I think I mentioned in an earlier show, this is a blessing and a curse because everybody's going to be using these files, and after a while, we may get a little sick of the barbecue blues. But, they're definitely there in a pinch and a quick way to get some music. We also have some stingers to use in between. Well, I get a stinger would be like a drum like that comedy boing or drum fill. Again, a blessing and a curse, but, you know, the students are going to have a great time with this. There's an electric flyby. Then we also have sound effects, and there's 166 files there. We've got booms. We've got some animals. Nice dinosaur growl there. We've got some machines. Record player scratching. That's we'll hear that one again. Or some record player static. So those are pretty nice. And then you have a little section called favorites where you can put your favorites down there that you like. So if you wanted if you wanted one of the jingles, you would just drag that up into the jingles track, and when you hit play, there it is right there. Now, I haven't really done much of this, but what you also have is when you're recording in one of those vocal tracks, you have what's called ducking. And that means that when you start recording and the vocals start, the music will drop down. Personally, I probably wouldn't use that because I like to have a little bit more control over bringing down the volume with the volume adjuster. So the real feature here that I appreciate is the podcast track, which is where you're going to be able to bring in some artwork for your podcast. It integrates right with iPhoto, and you have a little media browser that comes up, and actually you could pull in audio, photos, or movies right into that track or another track. But what's nice is you can set your photo for the podcast by pulling that up into the podcast track, and then that will just cover all the way through the entire podcast. And so that's nice. Once you get it into iTunes, then it'll have that photo right there. And then, of course, the other thing is that you can create an enhanced podcast. And this is just extremely easy, where you can set up different chapters and have different photos there, and even have hyperlinks on those photos, or let's say a PowerPoint slide that you've brought in, and those can play throughout the podcast, changing chapters. Now, that's an enhanced podcast, and you need iTunes to actually take advantage of that to be able to go from chapter to chapter. But as I say later on in the show to Leah, I believe that you could export this as a QuickTime movie and still have pictures changing as the MP3 is playing. So that's really a nice feature. And you can set different titles and chapter titles, different parts. And again, those can have different photos and even hyperlinks. And then when you're all done, well, then you're ready to either send the song to iTunes under the file, the menu item share, which is how we used to do it, is just send it off to iTunes and it would become an AIFF file. Or, I believe if you do that, you're going to lose the enhanced podcast, but I could be wrong about that. I haven't really done that yet. Or you can export it as a podcast, and that will maintain all of your chapters and your titles, etc. The only thing is it's going to create an M4A file rather than an MP3, and that is going to be used in iTunes again. So you could export it as both an enhanced podcast, if you make one, and also as a regular MP3, and possibly have two streams. So this is a very quick walkthrough through GarageBand. There are so many other things to to find out a bit, but if you haven't gotten your hands on it and you're wondering, well, what's the new podcasting stuff, definitely check it out. I think for the students, it's going to be easy for them to create a lot of the show right in there with the sound effects and whatnot, and really will free up me from having to go out and find music, and also give them more control over it. So it's a great little program. And now we are heading off to talk with Leah Tondreau, who is calling in, and we're going to ask her about her experience of making a podcast, writing GarageBand, and sending it up to iWeb to put on her site. As I mentioned in the last podcast, go to Wes Fryer's site and you can listen to a training that he did on iWeb, and you really learn a lot about how easy it is to get a blog up, get podcasts up, to get a website up using the iWeb that comes with the iLife 06 from Apple. So it's all very integrated and it makes it real easy. And let's head off to hear from Leah.
Well, welcome. This is Leah Tondro from Gardner, Maine. Thanks
Garland.
For coming on.
Sorry.
Garland, Maine. What did I say? Gardner?
Gardner, right.
Where's Gardner?
That's by Augusta.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, a little far away.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming on, because you've got your site up, and you've been using iWeb, and did you do your podcasting right in GarageBand?
I did. However, right now I'm having some major, major problems, and I can't get my second one up and going for some reason.
So what are the problems?
When I send it or I share it to iWeb or even iTunes, when it gets to the final stages of converting the file, it unexpectedly quits on me, and I can't get past that.
All right, so that's right in GarageBand that you're trying to convert it?
Right.
Okay.
Huh. Right.
So you've recorded it and then you export it as a podcast?
Right. There's a little option to share it. And you can send it right to either iWeb or into iTunes. And it will not let me. It's a software problem. It keeps just quitting on me.
GarageBand quits.
Right. Okay. And then I have to close it and restart it and everything.
All right. Well, try sending it to iTunes.
I have the same problem.
Huh.
I can't get it to go anywhere. I have it in GarageBand, but that's as far as I can go right now.
And when you're doing this, do you have iWeb up and running at the same
time? Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, or iTunes, whichever one I'm trying to send it to.
Wow, okay. Well, that's problematic, isn't it?
It's very frustrating right now.
Yeah, I'll search around and see if other people are having this problem on some of the forums, but that's bizarre.
Right, so I'm a little frustrated right now. I can't get it to work.
Yeah, and you're supposed to come on and be the success story right now. So.
I know!
I'm gonna try to figure this out. But talk about your first successful process.
Right. I feel like I'm saying all the bad things right now, but it was really easy to do. I just opened it up, and I actually have my kids doing the recording in themselves. You just select either a male voice or female voice, and you hit the record button, and you just let it go.
So they record it right into GarageBand. Directly.
Right in the
okay.
Exactly. Yep. I just put my computer down. I don't have any microphones hooked up yet. I'm still waiting for the rest of the parts to come in.
Okay.
But we just talked right into the computer, and it came right in through GarageBand as a little bubble, and it was really easy to use. You can just place them wherever you want on the track. If you have any background music you want to put in the back, they have all kinds of loops that you can add,
right?
Which makes the music part much easier to deal with.
Definitely, there's a lot of jingles with it. In fact,
right.
I used a couple of those for some of their bonus shows that I just put up, and boy, does that save time. Yeah, that's a very nice feature.
It is, and they're easy to use too. You can just There's an option just to expand it to how long you want it, and it's there.
And then once you recorded it, how did you get it to your... first off, do you have a Mac account, .Mac account?
No, I don't.
So you published this right to a folder and then brought it up to your server?
Yes. Okay. I published it right to my computer, and then I took it up to the web through our server.
Okay, so when you finished in GarageBand, and it worked the first time. You said it, you shared it as a podcast, correct?
Yes, I sent it to my iWeb.
So when you go export as podcast, it sends it to the iWeb itself?
Actually, I didn't even export it. There's just an option to share either your song to iTunes or send your podcast to iWeb.
Okay.
At the very top, there's an option to share it.
Right.
And I shared it to my iWeb, and it just takes the podcast and opens up a new page under my my podcast section of my iWeb.
Okay. Now, when I look at that, I don't see the iWeb. I see send song to iTunes, export as podcast. And I don't know if that's because I'm recording right now. It's not giving me that. But it'll
It could
send...
be. Yeah. It also depends on if you set it up as a podcast or a song.
Right. Which I set this up as a song.
Right. So that's probably why.
Yep. Got it. And then it built its own RSS feed right within iWeb.
Right. You don't have to do anything at all. It does it all for you.
It knows exactly where to go each time, right?
Yes.
Great.
It makes it so much easier. You don't have to deal with the converting to RSS or anything like that. It's just, it comes all in a folder, and all you have to do is put your folder up onto your server and have a podcast just like that.
That's great. Well, your site looks fantastic, and I love what you're doing with the morning messages to the kids. Now, do they come in and read that on the computer, or do you have that ready for them, like early in the morning, so they can check it at home or anything? Or what are you doing with that?
Well, I do it when I get to school, and during we do our morning meeting after our day. So they have a chance to see it on their own as well as a group.
There we go. Okay. So it stopped recording just mysteriously, but I started it up again. So we missed everything you just said, but you're using this to project right up on the board?
Right. I put this right up on the board, but students also have an opportunity during like recess time and snack time to go and look at our morning message on the internet. And
that's
they can
great.
Either look at it by themselves, or if they don't have a chance, we explore it all together as a group during our morning meeting.
Great. And any feedback from the parents?
I've heard a few parents come in and tell me they absolutely love our podcast, and they can't wait for our second one to come up, which is taking me a lot longer to get it there. But I've heard nothing but great things about this. And actually, I had a student go on vacation last week, and she said she checked her morning message every day from Florida. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And I love the video you did of the Martin Luther King. The students wrote, "I Have a Dream."
Yeah.
That's great. Now, you did that. Are those those are pictures, or did you use a video camera?
Those are actually pictures. We did that. The students took their own pictures. And I do that right in PowerPoint. So I create a slideshow, and then I export it as a movie, and then I put it on our website. But I'm trying to figure out how to make that smaller because it's quite big.
Oh, really? And
yeah.
You recorded the audio again right in GarageBand.
Actually, we used Audacity for that one because I haven't figured out how to use GarageBand to be able to use it in PowerPoint. It was easier for me just to do it real quick in Audacity. It took me like 5 minutes to record everybody's stuff. But we have more books that are coming up, just trying to get them small enough to put on the web for people to see, because that's one problem I have had from parents, is that a lot of us are using dial-up still, and that's a very big file for dial-up to really handle.
Well, you're doing amazing stuff. I'm just very blown away by how much you've got in your first year of teaching.
Well, thank you.
It's great.
I absolutely, and my kids, they enjoy it too. They've shown lots of interest, and they're just proud of what they do, and being able to publish it like this is just amazing.
Well, my students really enjoyed it. They want to do a shout back to you. And
my students enjoy listening to yours as well.
Great. With this iChat recording, this is kind of neat. Let me tell you how this is working here. When I have you talking in iChat in GarageBand, yeah. I just click record, and it says, are you sure you want to record this conversation with Leah? And then I just click yes, and I think it reminds me to tell you that I'm recording. That's nice. But like we just experienced, it did drop out. So I think there's still a little bit of bugs to work out with the new GarageBand and possibly iWeb. And I will search out to see what's happening with your not able to publish it. And if anybody else knows out there and wants to write either myself or Leah, that would be extremely appreciated. So we can get number two show up.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate all the help because I'm very stuck right now. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, that's not a good place to be.
No, it's not.
Because you have the audio already done and they're ready to go. So yeah, we'll figure this out.
Right.
I'll ask some people. I will ask around and we'll read the forums and stuff like that. So.
But I don't want people to think GarageBand is not that great, because it really is. It's amazing stuff, and easy to use.
Right. This is probably some little tweak that we got to figure out, because it really is extremely easy. And with the, once we get into the Enhanced podcast, where you can put pictures and chapters, I've done that, and it's just so easy. I mean, it takes very little extra time to do it. So like your, that Martin Luther King dream book that you just did, that could be done as, bringing in the pictures and recording, writing GarageBand rather than PowerPoint. And I don't know how big that file would be comparatively, but you could do it right there. So.
Yeah, I would like to try one of those. The only downfall that I have with where we are is that iTunes does not come or is not made for Windows 98, which is a big issue in our area right now because we use a lot of Windows 98 computers. That's why I'm a little hesitant to do just the Enhanced podcast, because you would have to have iTunes to be able to view that.
Well, and I'll ask her tomorrow night when I talk to her, but Cheryl Oakes had done one and said that she just opened it up by itself, and you could save it as a QuickTime movie, just like you've already done. I'm pretty sure, even though it would come over, you'd have it come over in an enhanced podcast stream, but you could also just place it as a QuickTime movie. Pretty sure about that.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
That might be helpful.
That would be very helpful.
I think no matter what, if it saves as an M something file.
An M4A.
Yeah, you could always save that, open it up in QuickTime and save it just as a QuickTime movie. So I think you could do that too. Yeah.
Good to know.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by and doing this.
It's great. I absolutely love it, even though I'm a little frustrated right now. It's just made everything so much easier, and I absolutely love it.
That's really great. That's great. Well, we look forward to show number two.
Well, thank you. Me too.
All right. Thanks a lot, Leah.
No problem. Have a good day.
You too.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Trying to keep the show somewhat short, and I hope that helped with a walkthrough with the GarageBand. I will possibly come back and do a little bit more intensive how to do an enhanced podcast if people would like that. Hopefully we'll have the seedling show up by tonight or sometime early this week. So check back at the blog for that with some of the seedlings from Seed. And my name is Bob Sprankle. This is Bit by Bit. Thanks for tuning in.